As we continue to discuss and approach this issue that we began in our previous year of Tassav Loiman Asui, there's a very interesting discussion that many Poskim discuss. And that is the question as follows. You have a sukkah, you have in your home a room that has a movable roof. And you take that roof off for the 7 days of Sukkot, and you put on your schach. And now after you take off, now when you put your roof back on, and you leave the mezuzah, and that room has a mezuzah. And now the question is, when you put the roof back on, is that a situation of tassav leiman osui? Because the room, the sukkah, is a dir sarai, and the sukkah is not mechuyev in a mezuzah. So is this a situation of tassav leiman osui? So there are a number of ways of approaching this question. Rav Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Resh Pei Tes, we quoted that sif in the previous year, discusses the situation of somebody put up a mezuzah properly and then afterwards took off the whole doorway and then put back the mezuzah, the doorway where it was. Do you have to take off the mezuzah or not? So the Hagos Maimini, so the Kriyega quotes a Maras Sosan that says, of course, while the door was disconnected, there was no chiv mezuzah. So now when you're putting it on, it's like we discussed in our previous year, putting a mezuzah on with your doorway on already is tassav alay menasui. The Hagos Maimini disagrees. The Hagos Maimini says that since when I put the mezuzah on originally, I put it on properly, that is not considered tassav alay menasui. And Rav Kiva Eger quotes a Magen Avraham in Ohr Chaim Siman Tes Vav Sivkotin Gimel. That let's say somebody has a pair of tzitzis and he cuts off a corner with the tzitzis on it. So he says, the Magen Avraham says, that if you put that tzitzis on a different beged, that would be considered Tassav Lemon Asui. But if you put it back on to the beged that it was on originally, so that's not Tassav Lemon Asui. So if that's the case, here also, this room, when you put the mezuzah on, was mechuyev in mezuzah. Now it lost that chiyev, but even though it lost the chiyev, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is that should be fine. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to Magen Avraham, there should be no problem and put the mezuzah back on, to put the roof back on and not have to manipulate the mezuzah. The Ksav Sofer, in Shaila Tshuva's Ksav Sofer, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Lamites, disagrees. He says that just like the Rambam would hold, we discussed this Rambam in the previous year, that a room without a door is not mechuyev midaraisa in mezuzah. So according to the Rambam, if you took off the door and then you put it back on, you would be mechuyev to put back, take off the mezuzah and put it back on, because it would be otherwise tassav loy min asui. Same thing would be here, says the Ksav Sofer. During Sukkot, there's no chi mezuzah on this room, and since there's no chi mezuzah on this room, you're not mechuyev in a mezuzah, and you should not. And when you put the roof back on, you have to put on the mezuzah again. The Shari Tshuva in Ohr Chaim Siman Tov Reish Chav Vav Sivkotin Zayin, and the Pesachei Tshuva in Yoredei is Siman Reish Pei Vav Sivkotin Yud Gimel, quote the Tshuva's arbitrary oven that quotes a Pri Chodesh. That also holds, like the Ksav Sofer, that putting on the mezuzah after Yontif, putting back the roof after Yontif requires you to take off the mezuzah and put it back on, because otherwise you're going to have a problem of tasa v'loy menasa. However, the Baal Arbitrary Evan disagrees. He says that when you take off the mezuzah, here it's not, when is there a problem of tasa v'loy menasa? He says the problem of tasa v'loy menasa only exists if you didn't put on the mezuzah properly in the first place. But in a situation where you put on the mezuzah properly in the first place, when you put the mezuzah on this room, it had the roof, the proper roof, it can never lose that issue. Rav Shlomo Kluger also holds that you don't have to put the mezuzah back on. He says, because nothing changed here. The sukkah was, the room, nothing physically changed in the room. And therefore, even though you maybe took off the roof or not, the halacha is that it's tasui, there's no issue of tasui v'loy menasui. And that is also the opinion of the Mata Ephraim and many other achroinim that we will discuss. Ramosha, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this issue, and the Aruch HaShulchan also clearly paskins that there is no issue here of replacing the mezuzah. And the Aruch HaShulchan Svara is very similar to the Svara that we said before. He says when we look at the Chi of mezuzah, we look at the room. And since when we look at the room was mechuyev in mezuzah when you put it up, then the sukkah doesn't lose that chiv. And the Aruch HaShulchan Svara is a new Svara altogether. He says, we're used to understanding that a sukkah doesn't have to have a mezuzah. He says that's incorrect. He says, when does a sukkah not have to have a mezuzah? A sukkah doesn't have to have a mezuzah if the sukkah is built, you built a hut in the backyard of your home. That's a deir sarai. And a deir sarai is putter from a mezuzah. But when you build a real room, even though you're using that real room as a sukkah at a certain point, that doesn't take away the chiyuv mezuzah. So he's saying even a bigger chiddush. The achrayim that we quoted till now were of the opinion that there's bechlal no chiyuv, there is indeed no chiyuv mezuzah on that room. But since you put up the mezuzah in a proper manner, it remains that way even if you had now interruption of sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying a much bigger chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that a sukkah in your house is mechuy b'mezuzah. And certainly I saw Achroinim suggest that if it's a situation where the door of your room that you're using as a sukkah also serves as a room, as an entrance to another room that is not the sukkah, so then it's mechuy b'mezuzah. But even if it's not that case, a big chiddush, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this room is a room that's a room that's a kavudig room, there's a chiyuv mezuzah on that room. The Mishnah Berurah seems to disagree. If we look in the Mishnah Berurah in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Chavav Sif Katan Chav Aleph, he quotes a Prima Gadim who says the mezuzah b'sukkah potter. Umashma, he says, Chedesh Kol Hashana. You have a room that the entire year, Dar by Tamid, you're always there. Ubesukkah, Neser Hagag, Afilach Besukkah's Petur, the Shiva Yom Lokvah Mikri. Since those days, it's not a Cheder Kvah, it loses its Chiyuv Mezuzah. But he does mention the point that we just said, that if that room, however, the door of that room, serves as an entrance to another room, so it has its own independent chiyuv because it's an entrance to another room. Ramosha also has a tshuva regarding this issue. In Ora Chaim, Chelek Hey, Simon Mem, he discusses this issue, and he also follows the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan that if you make a sukkah in a room that's mechuyev in a mezuzah all year round, it keeps that chiv mezuzah even on sukkahs. There's a tshuva in the Shaila for Tshuvas Marshag, Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Hey, regarding this Shaila, and he says that certainly somebody who sits in such a room that's in your house that has a mezuzah, because it has a mezuzah on that room all year round, and now you turned into a sukkah, he says, incredible, he says that somebody who sits in such a sukkah is mekayim two mitzvahs. He's mekayim mitzvah sukkah, and he's also mekayim the mitzvah of sitting in a room that has a mezuzah. He says that he doesn't understand how you could suggest that this would be a situation of tasa meloy mena osui. He says because the psul is not in the mezuzah. The psul is on the roof, but the mezuzah is on a door that has a chiv mezuzah. And he wants to say, which many achroinim disagree, but he wants to say that even if you put the mezuzah on the room on sukkahs when it didn't have its full-fledged roof, it would not be considered a problem and you wouldn't have to put the mezuzah on after. Many achroinim disagree with that. And many achroinim I saw, maybe we'll have a chance to quote the Das Kadoshim, that says that far it's hard to be makel. And he brings a very nice raya. He says, if you're going to suggest that this is a situation of tasa v'loy menasui, says the Marshag, he says, then I have a bigger problem for you. He says, what happens if you have an awning on your sukkah? And now it's sukkahs, and it starts to rain. And because it starts to rain, you put your awning on. Does that mean that when you take your awning off, it's tasa v'loy menasui? Of course it's not tasa v'loy menasui. Since when you made the sukkah, you made it the proper way, the fact that afterwards it got covered, it doesn't change the fact that it was done properly. Here too, if you put the mezuzah on in a proper manner, the fact that something changed afterwards does not take away from it the kashrus, and it would not be tasva lemon osri. And actually, he ends the tshuva in a very sharp way. He says, Vavakesh, and I ask, Shloyitrit oisi, please don't bother me, b'chumris ke'elu, with these kind of chumris. I need to spend my time answering more important questions that people don't know the answer to. Because they don't learn enough. He says, I really only answered you because out of respect. But certainly, there should be no question, he says, that it's mechuyev im mezuzah. So too is there's no chiv to take off and put back the mezuzah. And so too is the opinion of the Shaila for Tshuvas Shevet Halevi, Chelek Beis Simen Nun Gimel. And he says there could be that the sukkah is not even considered a diras arayah. And therefore, it should certainly not require that you should take off the mezuzah after Yontif and put it back on.